O'Connor was nominated by President Ronald Reagan to fill a campaign pledge, but her career almost didn't get off the ground. Despite graduating third in her class from Stanford, she had trouble finding a job. Many firms in the 50s didn't hire women. Now many in the legal community are praising O'Connor for her thoroughness in reviewing cases. But along with credit, she also got criticism. Gordon Baldwin is an emeritus professor of law with the UW-Madison who thinks detractors were unfair.
She looks at the records very, very carefully and focuses on the facts of the case, and sometimes the facts aren't particularly well publicized. But she's a damn good lawyer, and I think history will treat her well.
O'Connor usually sided with conservatives. However, she questioned aspects of the death penalty and cast the swing vote in a key abortion case. The National Center for Reproductive Rights would like another so-called centrist to replace O'Connor, while Judicial Watch is calling for a less activist court. President Bush is expected to nominate a conservative, but he's getting pressure from Russ Feingold and other Democrats to nominate someone who the Wisconsin senator says will unite the country, not divide it. Supreme Court nominees are often asked about their stance on abortion, but Nancy Northup with the Center for Reproductive Rights says many don't answer.
We think with the court as closely divided as it is that the American public deserves to have a full, fair, and open hearing so that we understand where the nominees are on these critical issues of the day.
Past justices have shown an independent streak, which can often surprise supporters. UW-Madison Law and Political Science Professor Donald Downs.
David Souter was supposed to be a conservative, and he's now one of the liberals on the court, and the conservative movement's all upset at him. But he really didn't have that much of a track record.
O'Connor's retirement announcement was not unexpected. However, the ailing Chief Justice, William Rehnquist, had been expected to announce his departure first. Some speculate that Justice Stevens could also retire, then leaving three openings to fill on the High Court. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.